Welcome to the Unscripted Podcast. I am your host, Aida, founder of Unlimited Brands in Lifestyle Clothing Line.
And I'm your co-host, Simone, a content creator and founder of Meal Prep Venues.
Every Thursday, we talk about something new, something fun, something practical or inspiring.
We like to keep it real, relatable, relevant, and above all, unscripted.
So turn up the volume on your drive to work or grab your glass of wine, sit back and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Unscripted Podcast. I am your host, Simone McKenna, and Aida Altman. I'm never going to get sick of it. That's going to be like a hoot for the next, I don't know, 7 episodes or at least. I want to talk to you. It's December. We're in the thick of it. Like, this is the best month ever. As I was telling you, like, just before we press record, last night we went to like I was about to say Disney. It was not a Disney. It was a Christmas parade, right? But it was like this full thing, Santa, elves, music, lights, hot cocoa, all the things. Yeah. And I had this moment where I was like, oh my gosh, I'm kind of sad that it's December because it's my favorite. And then like Christmas is going to be here and gone before we know it. And then it's going to be over and it's a whole nother year. I was also in the same moment of thinking that, like, just be present and just enjoy everything because it's going to be a whole nother year before it comes back, right? So it's like this awkward, like, loving the season. It's silly, it's fast, it's busy, but it's the best. So I want to start this conversation with, I'm going to take you in so many different directions today.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
We have enough time. But I want to know, like, what are some of your either family traditions or your personal favorite traditions? I feel like for us, we spend alternate Christmases. So we have like an Aussie Christmas, which is a summer Christmas. So we have a lot of traditions there because that's where I've spent predominantly all of my Christmases. I think I've spent maybe 3 or 4 here. But now that I'm here and I'm doing things again, it's been like 2 years since I've done it. So it's like maybe even longer because like COVID and stuff, you know? So it's just like, it's exciting again. I'm like, what do I want to bring in for my kids that they need to be doing every year? I don't know. Tell me.
Okay. Well, you'll have to tell me about the Aussies traditions because, you know, that seems very interesting. But yes, okay, I can start. So usually what we do during the holidays, like there are two things. So I'll share my personal practice and something that we do as a family. So it's been maybe about 4 years now that I started doing this gratitude practice, which is every day. And there are some days that I do miss, but I go back and I essentially like highlight the things that have been important or that brought me some type of joy or that I'm grateful for every single day. So like at the end of the year, and that usually is around Christmas that I get to do this practice myself, is I will take the jar that I've put all the things that I'm grateful for throughout the year, and I will actually open them up and read them, because then it reminds me of those moments that I spent throughout the year and raise the energy and the vibrations and remind myself of all the things that are really important. And that usually allows me also to set my intention for the new year. Like, what are some of the things that have been important for me throughout the year? Because if they are on that paper, it was because they were of some type of significance for me. And so for me, the holidays are that time to be grateful, to be around the things and the people that you love. And so it's just one practice that really allows me to stay grounded and really focus on what really matters. So that's my own personal practice.
I love that. That is amazing. Yeah. And there's something about being in like the Christmas spirit as well, that you feel more open to all of that as opposed to like just being in like the monotony of every day, which I don't know if everyone else feels like that, but sometimes I do. I just feel like hamster on a wheel, like it's just another week. Whereas there's something about December where it's like you have to maximize every single day, you know?
Absolutely. Exactly how I feel. And so with that, so since meeting Nick and the family, so as some of you know, so the kid Nick is obviously divorced, because or else I wouldn't be Mrs.
not anymore
Altman.
He's married.
And so the kids usually spend Christmas Eve with their mom. And the next day on Christmas Day, they spend it with us. And so Christmas Eve is usually spent really, it's more like a, It's a mixture between preparing for Christmas Day because we usually have a dinner. And so like all the food. So Nick usually will make like some prime rib and some crab legs,
Oh,
which is something that we also started 4 years ago. And so it's so good. Like he gets so excited to make that prime rib with like some horseradish sauce. So good.
yes. Okay, can we please have the address and time, please? Add that to
You got
the
it. Come on over.
calendar.
So that is usually spent actually at Nick's mom's house. Well, we used to be at our house when we lived in Ohio, but since moving, we've moved all the celebration over to Nick's mom's house. So my mother-in-law, oh my gosh, I get to say that now, my mother-in-law. And so that's going to be in Ohio, so Huron, Ohio area. And so yeah, so Christmas Eve is spent really preparing, making sure that we have all the things that we need. Usually we would have the shopping done before Christmas Eve because some places start closing and some stores
Out of
just run out of
stock.
stuff. Yes, especially crab legs. This is not something that we figured out until recently. Literally, we thought crab legs weren't things, wasn't something that people made on Christmas Day or around that time. It actually really is. We thought we invented that. But no, so if you're getting crab legs, really try to get them as soon as you possibly can. Costco is usually where we get them. So, there's a shameless plug for Costco. But yeah, so yeah, preparing and then chilling the rest of the night. We'll do like a game night.
That's
Usually it's
fun.
Monopoly. Yes.
Yes.
And then Christmas morning, we'll open the presents. And usually it's mostly focused on the kids, really. And just watch their faces light up, when they see things that they wanted on their list. And yeah, and the rest of the time is really just watching Christmas movies. The Christmas tree is lit up. It's just a
Yes.
really, really good place to be. I Nick's mom, my mother-in-law's house, it's so cozy.
Yeah.
Like I try to make my home cozy, but there's something about her home. Like it's so the like pictures of the kids when they were super young, pictures of Nick when he was super young, of her and all their extended family. And like she has like little trinkets that reminds her of like different times of their lives. And it's just like it just feels like walking through memory lane everywhere
Yes.
you go into her house. And it's just like a it's just so cozy. And I love being there. So I'm really, really excited to be going back home and spending time with all of them there. And enjoying like coffee in the morning and looking out the window. And I mean, I am excited about like being at a potentially, it sounds like it might be a white Christmas.
No. Oh, you could be in
Yes.
luck. Yeah, you could be.
Yes. So I love the snow on Christmas Day,
Yes.
but then it can kind of go away after a couple of
Right.
days after
Yes. Agreed. Agreed. Layer me up on Christmas Eve so I wake up to snow on Christmas morning. I'm happy for it to slowly fall while I'm enjoying my meal with my family, but then kindly
Go
vacate.
away.
I know. Yes.
So yeah, girl, that's essentially that for us. What about you? Like, what
Yeah.
does that look like for you?
We're similar, actually. We spend Christmas Eve at my mother-in-law's. So we always have like a really nice, we get dressed up meal at her house, usually just like appetizers and then like a little meal before we go to church.
Nice.
And then usually before we had kids, we'd go back to her house and have dessert and coffee and stay on. But then obviously now we have gray hair we put down. So we kind of come home after church. And then that's kind of nice as well, because then Scott and I have our own time to either watch a movie, same kind of thing, play a game, drink a holiday beverage. Yeah, and relax a little. Put all the presents under the tree, play all the Santa things, because that's a fun thing we get to do. Obviously, don't listen to this around your children. I'll put a disclaimer.
Yes.
But some fun traditions that, and then we host Christmas Day. Sorry, I should have said that. We host Christmas Day. We always have the morning to ourselves. Growing up, Scott's grandparents lived, they were both living at the time. They're not now, bless their souls. But they lived like 2, 2.5 hours away from him. And he just recalls waking up Christmas morning, getting like everything he ever wanted. And then his parents being like, quickly eat
No.
breakfast because we have to get in the car and let's go. Right. So he was just remembered
Oh.
like, it's you grab one that you can play with in the car, and then you're gone for the rest of the day and night, because it was lunch at one grandma's, dinner at the other. Sometimes they'd stay overnight. So we never got to really just play.
Yeah.
So we made it a thing that we host every time we're in the USA.
Okay.
So we have breakfast all together. I usually make something that's kind of can be prepped the night before. And then Gray can open his presents. We can open our presents, just be together, have a lazy morning. And then we host like an afternoon lunch, so like a 1 p.m. lunch. So that's fun. And honestly, it's actually kind of like your situation with Nick. Nick kind of takes predominantly of the cooking. Like I do a lot of the sides, but yes. I don't have the pressure of the turkey or the ham, or like that's all Scott's thing. And I am okay with that. I am more than okay with that. So I'll take the egg casserole for the morning if he can do the thing. So it's quite relaxing.
I love it.
And then it means, you know, like we can put Gray to bed if everyone wants to stay on, or if everyone wants to go home, or if we want to, like, it's just convenient having everything there.
Yes.
This year we started some new traditions because Gray is three. So we've started Elf on the Shelf through December. It's really fun. He's loving it so far. I am doing it all myself. I didn't buy a fancy kit or anything because I wasn't sure if he was going to love it or not. I've just done really budget friendly, you know, easy things. So if anybody is a toddler mum and doesn't want to spend a lot of money, follow along with my Instagram, because I usually post what I'm doing like the night before.
Yes.
One thing that I've done for the past couple of years is most years for my birthday, my mother-in-law gives me a new Christmas or Advent devotional. So it's really nice in that you usually read like a passage from the Bible, and then it's got like a reflection. So for example, earlier in the week, it was about being open and okay to receiving, like you are allowed to receive gifts. And even if they're expensive and you don't feel worthy, you are, because you're obviously created in God's image. And then it gives you something to do. Like it's a challenge in which it's like, donate something to this charity, or, you know, to a local charity, or, you know, is there a friend who is struggling? Like, how can you help them? So I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Every year it's something new. This one's is good. This one's all about self. So how you can slow down at Christmas time and pour into yourself. So I like that one. Australia, if I have time, I know I'm talking a lot.
No, go ahead. No, I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Obviously very different. So my dad always cooks Christmas Eve. Okay. We always have something, usually seafood, shrimp cocktails, fun things like that. Now, the only thing that's really different is that it's outside. Everything's outside because it's hot, right? So we have last year when we were there, my parents hosted, but we kind of share it around. My cousins are a little older, or they, you know, they're in their 40s plus. So we usually kind of hop around whoever's house wants to host. But it's always close. There are probably, whatever, 20 minutes.
So is it like multiple parties or just one?
No, just one each year. Yeah.
Each year. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Got
so we kind of rotate. My parents had last year because we had like the young boys. But one really fun thing, if you're following my IG last year, and I'll be sure to post them again after this episode releases.
I think I know what you're about to say.
We see Christmas lights by boat. So we live on the water. So we go to the canals, and we go to, obviously all the houses are along the water.
Yeah.
My cousin has a boat. He throws it in. And we all pile in, usually with drinks, food, whatever, crank the music and, travel along the water. Sometimes it can get kind of busy, but it's so fun.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's when you kind go of next, highlight. The next time you are back home for Christmas, take me with you.
Yes. Next year will be the year. Yeah.
My gosh, that's so fun.
It is
okay. So that wasn't actually what I thought you were gonna say.
Oh,
I feel like there was something you said about giving beer to Santa. One that was like, okay, wait, what?
I am so glad you bring this up. So we had this conversation last year. We did like a similar like Christmas episode where we talked about traditions and all those kinds of things. We talked about milk and cookies for Santa. And I spoke about how in Australia, we leave beer. All right. Beer and biscuits. Cause we don't call them cookies. We just call them biscuits, but they're cookies. Anyway, so that's the thing, or at least I thought it was. I am literally there last year talking, and of course my sister stays Christmas Eve with her family. We all come back to mum and dad's house, so there's like all the family in the house, so all the kids now as well. She's got two boys, and then obviously we're gonna have another by the time we go back, so there's like so many things. But I tell this to Amy. I'm like, yeah, it's so weird in the US, like they put milk. And Amy's like, yeah, so do we. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, so do Australians. Like, what are you talking about? She's like, I'm pretty sure it's only our family because Jono, who is her husband, leaves milk and cookies out. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, I'm dying over this situation. So,
oh my gosh, so
that
good.
Could be a meeting. If anyone wants to leave the office,
I mean, Santa might like that better. I mean, you never know.
I might leave whiskey and see what kind of gifts I get this year. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. So that's so good.
I'm glad you brought that up because what a joke.
It makes me think of what that every single time. And and girl, I promise you, as long as we have this podcast, I'm bringing this up every year.
I still think it's a better gift, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And my dad is still adamant to this day. He's like, I did not make that up. It's what people do. I'm like, no, you definitely made that up. But anyway, it's the thing.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And, you know, if it's not a thing, he made it a thing, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, and he's staying loyal to that decision.
Well,
I want to ask one more quick question before we wrap up this episode. The holidays are really fun, and December is really busy but also great because there's so many of these things that we get to do. The common kind of things between us is like food, family, laughter, games. Like, it's all high-spirited. But there's also, and I'm just assuming, but I'm assume there is still a portion of our listeners that struggle through the holidays, whether it be from the loss of a family member or the financial pressure, or, you know, whatever it might be. There's so many reasons that you can feel a little down through the holidays. So first of all, I just wanted to ask if you had any tips or suggestions for them, and then also to, you know, let them know that they're not alone, they don't have to be alone. And if they would like some support, to please, first of all, check out our show notes. We'll be sure to include some places that you can get some help, or reach out to us because we're here to chat.
We're here to chat. We're here to chat. Yeah, I'm so glad you bring this up because it's true. It is all happy, but, you know, it's not the same for everybody. We just have to be honest. Like, it's a happy season, but we have to take into account the people that may feel alone or lonely over this time of the year. Actually, I was reading a statistic that said that 76% of people that have experience or that have mental health issues, that it's amplified during this time of the year. And so I'm glad that you mentioned it because of that, obviously. And because we're this community, we want to be there for you. And so the tips that I have, I was took some time to think about this and did myself some research, and also would be things that I would do whenever I'm feeling down, right? So the first one that I have on here, get off social media.
Yeah,
get off social media because it is amplified during that time. It's like all the trips and all the food you're having and all the happy moments, and it's good for those people, right? But I'm sure it's not the best feeling when you're not able to do those things, or you're not in that place where you're able to enjoy all of those things. And that's okay. Everybody's situation is different, but it just gets heightened. That feeling of loneliness and not feeling worthy enough and not feeling like, you know, you have family and friends, it gets heightened when you're on social media. So try to get off of it. And the second thing I will say is fight the urge to isolate. So although you're not on social media, you know, you're not on that virtual space, get outside. And maybe outside is not where you want to be, but think about like some community events that are happening around you. Think about things that you enjoy doing that bring you some kind of joy that you can do, whether that be by yourself or with your best friend, whatever it is, get active, get out, get outside. Do not succumb to the want to be alone. Do not shut the close the windows and, like, you know, close the curtains and just be in a dark room, you know, as usually you think when you think about, you know, being depressed. Just bring some light in some kind of way that means something to you. Do something that brings you joy. Do something that makes your face light up, whatever mm-hmm. it is. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know those things yet, it's something that you can add to your self-care kit. This is something that you can pull anytime you feel like you are in that space to help you get out of it. You know, you process those feelings, you process those emotions, but find ways to get out of that place. So get outside or do something that you enjoy doing.
Yes. I love that.
Right? Just get out there. Do something. Three, I would say, tell people how you feel. I think this is the time of the year where everybody's asking, so what are you doing for the holidays? I mean, literally, we started this show talking about our traditions. What are the things that we're going to be doing? And maybe you do not have plans, or maybe this year you couldn't go and visit your family, you know, whether that be because, I don't know, financial situations, or maybe you lost a parent, you know, and it's no longer going to be, you know, that what it was last year or what you're used to, right? Tell people how you feel. You know, you don't have to be ashamed that your situation is different. You don't have to be ashamed that you're not taking a trip to Bali. You don't have to be ashamed that, you know, you don't have all the gifts that you want to give to family members, or that, you know, things that you've wanted this year. Like, whatever it is, do not feel like you have to compare yourself to people. You do not have to feel like you have to have a script when people ask you, what are you doing? Just tell them how you feel. And actually, I feel like when you tell people how you feel, you might actually find people, because it's such a interesting time of the year, right? I think you might find someone that actually might want to spend time with you, or might want to do the things that you want to do if you are honest, if you're open about how you're feeling and how things are for you. So give that a chance. Welcome the unexpected.
Yes.
The next one that I have on here is create that kind of, it's a nice segue, right? So it's like create new traditions, right? So what was last year or the years before, if it's looking any different, do something new, right? So one of the things that I want to try this year is actually to get more involved in the communities that we're in, right? So what did that be like, you know, going at a soup kitchen, you know, like maybe you're not going to have a Christmas dinner and all those things, but there are people out there that could use, you know, someone like you, you know, that might be able to be there for them, right? And so create new traditions, try something new, and make it fun. Make it however makes you happy. Mm-hmm. And honestly, the last one is self-care. Self-care, self-care, self-care. Ask yourself, what do you need right now to fill your cup? What do you need? And whatever it is, no one's going to judge you. It's what you need. And so I want to say those are my tips. This is, like, again, things that I would do myself if I was in that place, mm-hmm. or even whenever I'm feeling down. And so mm-hmm. I'm hoping that this, you know, this, again, this comes from a very good place in my heart. And I really hope that people that are in this place right now, this time of the year, that you can find it in yourself to do things that bring you joy, do things that matter to you, and not really, you know, succumb to other people's expectations or the season's expectations, right? So yeah, what about you? Do you have anything to add, anything extra you want to add to this?
I just wanted to add, well, not add, but add on to, I guess, is the talking to someone aspect. Yes. Because we're talking about something that could be very heavy for people, but it could also be something that you're kind of just like, I'm going to give an example because I know Jenny wouldn't mind that I share. I have really good friends that I actually met in the gym. They are from Colorado and they moved to Columbus recently. And about a month before Thanksgiving, I said to them, you know, are you guys going home for Thanksgiving? Are you staying local? They're like, oh, I think we'll just stay local. And I'm like, cool, what are you guys doing? Are you going to do anything? She's like, well, I'm not really sure. Like, we haven't really got any plans, but, you know, we'll come up with something. I'm like, sure. Well, then I found out that we weren't doing our regular Thanksgiving plans. Like, we were actually going to stay local because normally it's a whole day in travel. Mm-hmm. But, and of course, as soon as I found that out, I said to Scott, I'm like, we doing anything in the morning? Like, do you want to have Jenny and Ryan over? And we had the best morning. They came over with their girls. The girls played with Gray. I hung out with them. Like, we all brought something. They brought the most delicious cinnamon rolls. I think I ate three of them. And, like, it was just so nice to be together. But if they hadn't have told me, and it wasn't like a, woe is me, like, we're doing nothing. It was just like, oh, I'm not sure. Like, maybe go out for a meal or whatever. because like we wanted to host, like we wanted to have people over because normally our Thanksgiving is busy and full and ours wasn't this year. So I'm just, that's just one example of that. And then also, you know, like what do you need in that moment? So I'm not sure if you recall, but last year we lost, so it's Scott's grandma, but Grandma Blue, super, I haven't had grandparents in my life since I was about 12. So she's always been so close to me. And she actually passed last year on Thanksgiving, on the night of Thanksgiving. I was in Australia, so that made it extra hard. But in the morning of Thanksgiving, I knew it was her anniversary, but I almost didn't want to say anything to Scott or my mother-in-law or whoever, because I didn't want to like bring it up and remind, you know, I didn't want to bring it up and remind them. But I just remember saying to like my mother-in-law, like the night before, I'm like, what do you need tomorrow? Like, is there anything you need to like make your day still feel good? And so everyone had different things. And so it was just like something that could have been very difficult. And I'm sure it was very difficult. Like it was difficult for me, and I've known her for 6 years, right? So just taking the time of what you needed. Like for Scott, it was just like being in the moment, being present, enjoying, and then kind of reflecting in the afternoon. Like he had a whiskey by himself, you know, out the back, and that was fine. That's what he needed. I think those tips were really good, and I'm just following along with that.
Really, really good examples. Hopefully it's useful for anybody that's listening. Like Simone said earlier, before we got into the tips, if you need to chat or if you have some ideas, you know, or you have traditions that you want to share with us, we'd love to hear them.
Yes, please.
All right.
Until next time, girl.
Yes.
All right. Until
Bye. Talk to you soon. Bye. Talk to you soon. Bye.
And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We really hope you enjoyed today's show. We release new episodes every Thursday, so make sure to subscribe to the show and never miss an episode. You can find us on all the major platforms. While you're at it, help us spread the word. Tell a friend and leave us a rating on iTunes. Oh, and let's be Instagram besties too. Follow us at _theunscriptedpodcast and let's connect. Until next time.